Hey everybody, and welcome to 8-Bit Bits review of The Maze Runner, Scorched Trials. I went to see this movie here in Dallas. My wife is going to see a concert tonight, and she had me drop her and a friend off because they couldn't get parking and everything. So I said, you know what, I'll go see a movie. Nothing really interesting out, and then I saw that this one started around the time that I needed to, after I dropped them off. It kind of worked out perfectly. So I came over here in Dallas at the North Park Mall, watched it here. Gotta say, first of all, not only does the movie have to be good, but your experience while going to see a movie is also important. I highly recommend that you find another establishment to go see a movie. It's not that the theater was bad. It's an AMC theater. It's pretty good. Just the people in the theater itself is a different breed here in Dallas and uptown. What can I say? Douchebags? I hate to label. I really would, but that's exactly my experience. There were people just would not stop talking in the theater. There were people on their phones. There were people who had to say every line to everything back. It's almost like they just entitled to do whatever they wanted in the theater. And maybe that was just a one-time occurrence. I don't know. I mean, I would hope to think so. I really would, because I'd hate to label this whole community like that, but holy shit, I've never had such a bad experience in a theater with adults. Usually it's teenagers and kids that I take issue with, and this time, no, it was definitely the adults. It was bad. But other than that, I paid $15 for the AMC Extreme movie experience, and it's not worth it at all. Find a $10 ticket. Like, at least this movie did not do any justice to that. I mean, the sound quality wasn't that good. The movie itself didn't lend itself to anything spectacular. But, let's see. What was the movie like? Well, the movie, you follow the lead, Thomas, who is leading his ragtag team of teenagers through a maze, and then, of course, they get caught up. If you've seen the first movie, they get out of the maze, only to find themselves in another maze, which they have to escape into the deserts called the Scorch, hence the Scorch Trials. Now, in the Scorch Trials, there are zombie-like creatures from this plague that has happened. For some reason, everybody turns into a zombie after a plague nowadays, but hey, it's whatever. I'll get into the zombies themselves here in a second, but let me talk a little bit about the movie setup. In the first movie, you really didn't have any answers as to what was going on. I left the first film, just called Maze Runner. I watched it at home on a download and from iTunes, and I said, man, what is actually happening? They did not explain one thing in this damn movie. We got all the way to the end and they didn't explain anything. This time, they finally explained it. They're harvesting the children, the young kids, for this enzyme that will slow the progression of the disease. And you can't just take it from them. It has to be drained out of their blood. So essentially killing all the children. The doctor behind it is trying to find a cure. And so there's that. Now, that's what leads our man Thomas here. He thinks it's wrong and he wants to stop it. But he can't because he's just one person. So they set out on an adventure to find a group that can help. Now, this leads them on the most ridiculous, just fucking craziest set pieces that end up falling flat because they are so unbelievable. You can clearly see the CGI. You can clearly, I mean, the backdrops, you're just like, oh my God, They're spending how much on this movie? And it did not look like it had the budget. Right at the beginning setup of this film, you saw these like zombie-like creatures in the background running after a helicopter, and you can clearly see it's not natural movement. You can see that they're CGI, but they're CGI throughout the entire film, pretty much. And they're bad. They're like, what's that Will Smith movie? Oh, I forget the name of it. That Will Smith zombie film, they're that bad. So if you, I just was like, CGI has come so far. Are we really taking a step back right now? So the budget wasn't there for that. The backdrops, I mean, the set pieces, some of them look cool. Ultimately, this whole series hinges on the lead character and you believing in him. And I just don't. I just didn't. I don't believe. He gives some speeches and everything. You just don't believe in him to be that leader. And so it's really difficult to get behind this movie. It's really difficult to just like it, you know? So the movie itself, the running time is 2 hours, 9 minutes. I found myself getting bored a little bit in between things going on. There was a lot of emotional, like they tried to drum up the emotions a lot of the time, and that didn't, it didn't work on me. You know, I mean, they forced it. You couldn't really get attached to anybody. And I think maybe because you can't really relate, maybe the teenagers can, maybe I'm just too damn old. I'm 34 and maybe I can't relate to this, but hey, I related to Hunger Games and I cried my eyes out for that shit. So I don't know. I think I'm in tune. I think I know what's going on with the youth, but not in this film. And I think most people would agree with me. I would not recommend going to see it in the movie theater. I'd say wait for DVD or wait for digital download. It's not that exciting. I definitely would say that I would rate this a 2.5 out of 5. So it's not terrible to watch. It's just not good to watch either. So if you like the series, let me know. Let me know if I'm missing something. I don't know if many people do. I mean, it was an empty theater. It's a Saturday night, and it was in their biggest theater and probably a 20-person showing here for it. 20 people in the theater, maybe. But, anywho. Alrighty, well, that was it. Quick 8-minute rundown of the film. I hope you enjoyed it. We have some more coming soon. Also, check out on the website. We have 8-Bit Horror Fest coming up. So that's cool. Check out the other podcast at The 8-Bit Geek. Follow us on Twitter, on Facebook, at The 8-Bit Geek. Be sure to subscribe to our main podcast, which you'll get Doug, and you'll also get Kevin. And, yeah, that's it. Me by myself, I mean, you know, it's all right, but as the full force, you get the full Monty or something. I don't know. Okay, bye.